one-on-one with Sharon Kay. It's about newsmakers, movers and shakers, inspiration from around the nation. It's the 411 with Sharon Kay. What a way to make your day. Sharon Kay is on the way. It's the 411 with Sharon Kay. It's about newsmakers, movers and shakers, inspiration from around the nation. It's the 411 with Sharon Kay. What a way to make your day. Sharon Kay is on the way.
Good morning. This is Valencia Jordan, pastor of Phillips Chapel CME Church, and I enjoy listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay, my favorite talk show host.
Amen, sister. Let me say hello to the lovely Nashville. And we got some clouds in the city still, but it is just another beautiful day. Glad to be up and kicking and all that stuff. You know how it is. Every day is a good day when you get a new fresh day. You know, everybody knows.
Amen.
And if you don't understand that, you just keep on living, and you will. You know, I meant to say something about this when, you know, Chuck was back, our traffic man, Wednesday, when he made his, you know, we were talking about his health.
Yeah.
And just a little bit. Okay, I feel like I had to scream over the top.
Yeah, okay.
My sound is different than yours because I have my headphones up.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. When he said, and I've been knowing him a long time, and, you know, sometimes, you know, people's faith and stuff slips in the conversation, or you can tell or whatever. But he's a long-time traffic man. And when he was talking about his recent heart attack and his health and everything, and then he happened to mention that it increased his faith. Did you hear
him? Well, I did hear that.
Okay. I was really amazed that, you know, at least he was honest.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Some people don't know from whom their blessings flow and are confused. And so he, when he said that, I just really, when I see him, I'm going to really give him an extra hug because I felt like, and he knew it was safe to say it here. Now, that might not fly some of them other stations where.
Yeah, he can't. He has to be apolitical.
Oh, no. You cannot. Don't be talking about no Jesus up in hell. But I was just, you know, that was really unexpected and good to hear. Because so many people have blessings and get them. And, well, some blessed people are so blessed that blessings chasing them down the street, Lord, waiting on them when they get home. And they still are unhappy and mad about something. So that brush with that health issue really taught him some things.
Got him on board.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, but he sounded good. I mean, he sounded
good. He did.
Yeah, he did. It was amazing. Because he was texting me. I was texting him, and he was in the emergency room, wherever he was.
I see you.
I was like, don't be apologizing because you can't do this up here. Are you kidding me? Don't worry about it. You know, just concentrate on your health. So, but anyway, that was from Wednesday's show. In case you don't tune in on Wednesday, you miss a lot. We have towards the end of the month of October and 27 days in to our fall fun drive, and happy to say thank you to so many lovely people and all of our volunteers that were here to help us get everything started at the beginning of the month with our Radiothon. And we gained some new sustainers this go around. We're happy to have several new ones on board. And sustainers are people who have a monthly, quarterly, and even annual gifts that come directly to the station. And that, for some, is the easiest way how to do it. Just do it like that, and then it's done, and you can feel good about it. And if you want, if you are interested in that, becoming a sustainer of WFSK, and we have them at various levels, from $5 a month all the way up to a couple hundred dollars a month. So it's possible, it's entirely possible that you can give a blessing to the station without, you know, having a mental issue. Just, you know, set it up with us and we can get the information in, and that 10, 5, 20, whatever comes out of your check, you probably won't even miss it because you'll forget about it. But you'll be putting a blessing, a serious one, in WFSK, because we, without you all, the, and see, people think I'm playing when I say this, but this would be static. There would be nothing here. It would just be this point on the radio dial, excuse me, that people would be saying, remember when Fisk used to have a radio station?
Yeah.
Won't they be saying it?
What happened to that station? Right. Why y'all didn't do nothing to stop that from happening?
Well, how come they didn't have this and that? And how come in Blase? Now we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So all you all that have would have something to say. You'd miss it if it was gone. You're the folks that we really want to see step up. And, you know, you think, well, it'd just be gone. Mm-hmm. You're going to miss 46 mm-hmm. years of doing this. For real, 46 years of service to this area. And I do want to say thank you to some people that, you know, some gifts continue to come in. We want to thank Leroy Cunningham, Miss Mary Hernandez, Susan Eslick, Amos and Pat Jackson, our friends over at the Born Again Church, Nathan Harris, Dr. Warren Collins, as well as Miss Vivian Wilhoit, George Thomas, Joe Pagetta, my friend in Las Vegas, Jason Gorov, Nicole Waters. You know, our families give too.
That's right.
Amen. Yours and mine.
That's right.
We're faithful over a few things. Dr. Tennille Lindsay, Joyce Horton, Sherry Conwell. The Conwells, I want all these people, Conwells, on here. They cousins or
they're
sisters
related.
Or brothers. Demetrius' family showed
yes.
up, man.
If you see Jackie on there, that's his grandmother.
Okay, it's a bunch.
And I think Derek is his uncle.
Okay, Derek and Jackie. Okay. Yeah, it's Steve and Shantae Conwell, Derek and Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Robert and Jackie. There's Demetrius.
They listen to that show every Saturday.
I know they do. They're proud
online,
of him.
Online,
amen.
Yeah.
They're proud of him, and rightly so. Because, and Sherry mm-hmm. Conwell, before
yep.
that show, he wasn't on the air doing this at all.
Uh-uh.
Never dreamed in his life he would be a sportsman on the air. So his, the blessing was there, and the family appreciated it. And his family, and your family, and my family, they all give to support WFSK. My daughter, my niece, my sister, and my brother-in-law. So Debbie and Jimmy Bird of Covington, Georgia. So our people give, and they support what we're doing. So what about you and yours? Put a tax-deductible donation in the mail to WFSK if you so desire. Make your check payable to the station. Some people still like to use checks, and I understand that. You can mail it to 1000 17th Avenue North, Nashville, 37208. Or you can go online right now to WFSKFM.org and hit those donate buttons. You can be listening online. You can be in the car on your Bluetooth and take us everywhere you drive all over the world. You can listen online all over the world. And that's all because of our donations that we get in to run the station, because it's not free to do that. We have to pay to operate an online service. People that know, if you have a website or anything besides something free, you know, eventually you're going to have to pay. And, you know, we didn't want to run a peanut whistle streaming service, so we have a respected service, and you got to pay. And also connected with that, you know, there's also the music rights people. They got to be paid. Everybody got to be paid. So we make sure that the station's bills are paid. And it's because you all bless the storehouse and the sponsors of the station bless up. So please consider doing that. And then when people come down, they're utterly amazed when I tell the story to them about, if you all hadn't given, there would be nothing in here but probably a card table and a stack of hay to sit on. I mean, it just wouldn't be, not like with this. So, you know, I said, this is 100% donations from the community. So, you know, I can't love y'all enough. I just cannot love you enough. So, and this represents Nashville. We didn't want people coming in from out of town. Station looked like Who Shot John's. And then everybody's talking about black folk and they mess and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, in order to keep that quiet, we did what was necessary, and that was the creation of the mechanisms and follow the stream as it comes in, follow the money and earmark it and assign it. So that's part of the process of making sure that we're accountable to the community and all of our people out there that have volunteered and supported us. We just literally cannot love you all enough. And also, I want to mention before I move on, during the week, if you want to stop by the station, you're welcome to do that. Or if you want to call us with your debit or credit cards, I have a little trusty machine and I can take care of that. And we can get it handled and taken care of real quick. And you can bless WFSK. Now, did you have a quiet? This weekend went by way too fast.
It
you
did. Know that, right? It really did.
I am like, where did it go? All I know is it seemed like it was just yesterday was, you know, 5 or 10 minutes ago. And today,
Poof, right,
I was like, man, what up, what up? No, it's not. It's not time, Lord. Please don't say it isn't so. But I'm glad that it's not raining currently at this time. But it is very, very overcast. It rained quite a bit yesterday.
It did.
Yes.
Just when you thought it was going to stop. Boom, here it comes.
I know it. And it did cause some problems for some cities and states south of us, and I'll talk about that in a second here in the forecast. In particular, for those folk in Mississippi, they really got pounded with the tropical weather in Jackson, Mississippi. The mayor of Tupelo was trapped inside his home for about an hour and a half by a downed tree and was taken out on a stretcher by first responders.
Oh, wow.
I know. Heavy winds rolled through the city yesterday, and scattered power outages were reported as the remnants of Tropical Storm Olga moved through the area. The Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal reports the fallen trees caused significant damage to Mayor Jason Shelton's home yesterday. City spokeswoman Lucia Rando confirmed that Shelton was transported to North Mississippi Medical Center and has been under observation. So hopefully, that's horrible to be trapped in your
house. It is.
And you can't get out. I mean, you're the mayor. I mean, that's absolutely horrible.
At least he knows somebody was going to come looking for him.
Well, eventually, when they need a statement.
They need the mayor, yeah.
You know.
Where's the mayor?
Right. I don't know. Let's go see. And yes, somebody eventually would look for you. But here's how we look here locally. We are expecting the return of the sunshine. Hey, hey. Today's high about 67, so nice, and clouds are going to move and make room for some sunshine in the city. That wind was really fierce yesterday.
It was.
What'd you think?
It blew our little patio thing over.
Mm.
So it was pretty strong.
It is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just was like, what? And a lot of leaves flying and carrying on.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of outside activities over the weekend got canceled or scaled back.
Yeah.
Now, tonight we're looking at clear skies and some little touch of patchy fog. You know how it is. 48. Going to start the work week off. Nice, nice. Sunny and 73. That's nice, nice. 73 is a good thing.
It is.
Yes, it really truly is. And we're down to 52. And it kind of looks that way all week. And Thursday, Halloween, you know it's a big giant chance of rain on there.
On Halloween?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be a soggy mess.
A lot of people are going to get stuck with a lot of candy.
I know it. I know. And I'm like, I'm about to go buy some. And then I'm going to have to bring it to work.
Bring the jelly beans.
Oh, those are your favorite,
yes,
aren't they? Jelly beans don't last 5 minutes.
Those jelly beans are good.
Something else that doesn't last long is Skittles.
No, those don't last either. Those are excellent.
Right. So, is that what you're saying I should buy this year?
That's the stuff right there. You know, when you need something to snack on, you say, those jelly beans sure taste good right about now.
Oh, man, because I noticed 1 year when I didn't buy them, that candy kind of sat there.
Yeah.
I was like, what, y'all don't like this or something?
Not as much. Right. Not as much.
They wanted the other stuff. Anyway, let's see. When we come back from the break, I'm going to have get to rolling on some of this news. I'm going to check for some church announcements. Going to see what's up in Tennessee. Politicon is going on in downtown. All the politicos are down there. And people that love politics, some candidates and different ones, they're down there debating pundits, soothsayers, and the whole shebang. Baby Trump was in the city over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hate I missed it.
I know. Downtown. I bet that was a shock for downtown.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's a big deal going on.
Because he's definitely acting like
tomorrow.
A baby now.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. And a little touch of that in the news. The baby news.
Yeah.
Anyway, and a few other things. Let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance. The month of October is winding up, so is our Fall Fun Drive. Just a reminder to you, 24/7, WFSK is here with the best in smooth and contemporary jazz. Show your support this month by mailing your tax-deductible donation to 1000 17th Avenue North, Nashville, 37208, or use your debit or credit card by calling us at 615-329-8754, or make your tax-deductible donation online.
online at WFSKFM.org. All donations help defray the cost of operating Nashville's Jazz Station. Support for WFSK comes from the Center for Research on Men's Health at Vanderbilt University. The Center for Research on Men's Health at Vanderbilt University is now recruiting men for a weight loss program called TaylorMade Solutions for Your Health. TaylorMade is for overweight African American men 35 to 64 years old in the Nashville area. For more information, please email the TaylorMade team at taylormade@vanderbilt.edu or dial #250 and use the keyword TaylorMade.
This is the last weekend of October, and this weekend on Blue Slam in the City.
I've been blessed to be able that if I wanted to do R&B, I was able to pull it off.
There's Willie Clayton. He's talking style this weekend. Plus, what do you do about dating a woman that loves her dog? That's the blues email we got this weekend, and we'll talk about it. Join me, Arrogene Bailey, for Blue Slam in the City this weekend right here. Catch Blue Slam in the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Support for WFSK comes from National Shows 2, presenting an evening with Gladys Knight in concert at Ryman Auditorium Sunday, May 10th, 2020. Tickets on sale now at the Ryman box office and Ticketmaster.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, to Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And the 8 o'clock hour book is a new one entitled Opening the Red Door, The Inside Story of Russia's First Christian Liberal Arts University.
Wow.
And before this, I really probably didn't know they had one. I didn't. I was like, what? I didn't even know. But, you know, when people are on the mission work and they're working for the Lord,
yeah,
you go to some very unorthodox places and do, I guess he did university planting. Dr. John A. Birnbaum.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. And Dr. Birnbaum used to be a federal official of some sort.
Hmm.
He was, he worked for the U.S. Department of State.
Okay.
At one point. So, that's coming up next hour. So, you know, serving the Lord is not just a United States thing, you know. They're serving him everywhere. Some people just think he's just, you know, their own, you know, nowhere else in the world.
Personalized, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Yes. Anyway, now, let's see what's going on here in the state of Tennessee. Out of Nashville, three condemned inmates in Tennessee have chosen to die in the electric chair. Mm. In the past year, claiming the state's lethal injection method is even worse. Tennessee is one of six states that allows inmates to choose electrocution. I don't know. Both of them are bad.
Wow,
I
mean, we're still, you know, executing people.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they, either that or get
I
a bunch of.
I thought we were pro-life.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
Tennessee is burn, baby, burn.
We're not pro-life?
No.
So what about all those people that are out there protesting down the street for pro-life?
No, baby, no.
So they'll let you live, but. Hold on, how does that work?
They'll let you live and then kill you. Courts in Georgia and Nebraska have found the electric chair to be unconstitutional, and the U.S. Supreme Court has never fully considered its constitutionality. The Tennessee inmates argued in court that the state's methadone-based lethal injection, whatever it is fierce. That method causes feelings of burning and suffocating.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Wow. But their court challenge was dismissed when they failed to prove a more humane method was available. Tennessee has three executions scheduled and nine more in the works. Unless something changes, it is likely the three inmates who opted for the electric chair won't be the last. And speaking of crime and punishment, also out of Nashville, top prison private prison companies have formed an advocacy group to rebut a growing backlash from Democratic presidential candidates and their industry critics. The Day One Alliance announced its formation Friday. Tennessee-based Core Civic will provide the group's initial funding. Florida-based The Geo Group and Utah-based Management and Training Corporation will join in leadership roles. Many Democratic presidential hopefuls have proposed ending federal private prisons, while a growing number of banks have halted their financing. The Day One Alliance will promote the industry's perspective through its website, Twitter, and media relations experts. The group wants to clarify that its members don't run facilities for immigrant children separated from parents. They each have ones that detain adult immigrants, while one Core Civic Center and one GEO facility house migrant mothers and their children together. So there's a lot of money in Core Civic and Nashville, Tennessee-based. And they're going to get the initial funding. I bet they're going to have a pack.
Super pack.
I bet they're going to have
one. That's how they normally do it.
And
follow
gonna,
the money.
They're going to fund some candidates, I bet. So the Day One Alliance is something else that the advocates are going to have to watch to see what they're doing. Because they're going to be online. You know they're going to be buying them ads on Facebook and all that. You know.
It's, yeah, because the heavy election season is what?
Oh, yeah.
2 months away?
Well, I mean, you know, we're in it now. Yeah. I mean, we're not going to vote till next year, but we're in it.
Yeah, after Christmas.
You know, for sure. You know, we're in it now. These people haven't stopped. They're raising money and having debates and all kinds of stuff of that nature. So, yeah, we, you know, from the day you start, you know, become put your hand up and swear you're going to abide by the Constitution, allegedly. That's the day that they start campaigning. They don't start.
Campaign starts right after you win.
Right. I mean, that's it. You got to constantly be on that one. Anyway, the leader of the Islamic State militant network is believed dead after being targeted by a U.S. military raid in Syria. A U.S. official told the Associated Press late yesterday that Abu al-Baghdadi was targeted in Syria's Idlib province. The official said confirmation that the IS chief was killed in an explosion is pending. President Donald Trump tweeted a major announcement, tweeting last night, that something very big has just happened, which could mean anything. A White House spokesman, Hogan Gidley, would say only that the president would be making a major announcement at about 8 a.m. this morning. So, in about
maybe he's going to resign the office of the presidency.
Lord. Now you
just—that's a major announcement. He might go ahead and do what Nixon did. I'm not a crook, but you know what? The writing's on the wall.
No.
So let me just go ahead and step down.
You hand
us over to Mike Pence.
You are inhaling crazy air today, because that is not what that man is going to do.
We could pray for it.
He is not. That's the Lord. Thy will be done. I mean,
repent. Send us a righteous king, please.
Oh, but will the people repent? That's the question. And mean it.
Oh, no, they're cheering. They're thinking he's the best president ever. He's done more for the country than any other president in the history of presidents. That's right. He has. Ask them to tell you what it is he's done. They probably couldn't tell you. Unless they're filthy rich.
What, tax break?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They live in that upper echelon.
Well, where the air is really nice. Air is nice. But you know one thing about being up there? You going home to Jesus just like everybody else.
That's true. You can't take it with you.
No, sir.
You cannot take it with you. Ask those kings that they're digging up all over Egypt. That's got all that gold buried with them. They couldn't take it with them.
It's not happening.
That's right. You got to stand before judgment for yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know how it is. Because yeah. they, you know, used to when they had them in the tombs right. and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
they believe they was going to need it in the afterlife.
Right. Well,
nope.
Surprise.
That's right.
Let me see what else is going on. An ex-White House aide who's supposed to testify before House impeachment investigators on Monday is seeking guidance from a federal court about whether to comply with a House subpoena or follow President Donald Trump's directive against cooperating. Former Deputy National Security Advisor Charles Kupperman has asked a judge in Washington to instruct him on whether to accede to House demands for his testimony or to assert immunity from congressional process as directed by Trump. Kupperman argues that he cannot satisfy the competing demands of the legislative and executive branches. The impeachment inquiry continued yesterday with a focus on Philip Reker, the acting Assistant Secretary of State for Europe, who arrived on the Capitol Hill to testify. Now, if you're innocent, why you gotta tell everybody no talk?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, let's say, for
That's
example,
right.
remember you were growing up and you know you hadn't done it, but you're gonna tell everybody, don't y'all say nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing to hide, but I'm enforcing executive privilege
Insane.
On everybody and everything.
It's cray.
That's
it's
right.
cray, cray, cray.
Don't go talk.
It's cray.
Which
it's
is falling apart
it's
fast.
It's cray.
It's amazing cray. To watch these people come testify.
It's cray. It's cray.
Yeah, the big one is coming this week.
Now, I'm going to tell you what was a surprise when I heard about this story mm-hmm. right here in particular out of Vatican City. Pope Francis has thanked Amazon regional bishops for their candor at a meeting which called for ordaining married priests. And other
About
changes
time.
To help the Catholic Church's far-flung flock in the part of in that part of South Africa. Amazon, not the company, the
mm-hmm.
real Amazon.
Gotcha.
In that part of South America.
Because
mm-hmm. You see Amazon, you're thinking about
That's
Jeff
right.
Bezos.
That's right.
Nothing to do with this. In his homily today at a mass to conclude weeks of discussions at the Vatican on the needs of the Amazon's faithful, Francis didn't mention the bishop's vote to press the Vatican to allow married men to become priests in special circumstances. A day earlier, Francis told bishops he would draw his conclusion in a document he hoped to write by year's end. Allowing married men to be ordained in remote Amazon areas that are facing severe shortages of priests could chip away at the Catholic Church's nearly
That's the
millennium
reason?
Old
oh,
teaching
gosh.
Upholding priestly celibacy. So it's a millennium old, and they said so, and it was so. So, you know, folks are saying, well, it's getting thin out here.
They should have, but that shouldn't be the reason. If that's the, come on.
Well, I mean, when they
that's
have
the
no but no priests left, I mean, you know, when there's none there, who then?
Oh, so. Again,
they're saying they don't have enough in the Amazon.
So we need women to come help save the day, huh?
Well.
And not for the reason that they, not for the women, not for the reason that women should be.
Saving the day.
Yeah. That's out of.
I'm just, you know, because obviously there's been problems or they would not have so many scandals.
Yeah. They should have been allowed priests to marry. Which never made any sense to me at all. That's a hard sacrifice.
Well, I know, but they've been, you know,
that's
tradition.
A hard sacrifice.
That's a tradition.
Ooh.
But I mean, if there's no priest and nobody wanted to step up to it,
that's
and there's nobody left.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to get a little touch of rationality here.
But I would say that'll help. But part of the reason is because you have a lot of pedophiles that are pretending to be priests. And you've done very little to apologize for slavery. So that was could go a long way with recruiting by fixing some things. So,
well,
yeah.
But those two things are separate.
I know. I threw the slavery
this.
Part.
I know.
I threw the slavery part
You're
in
talking
there.
About stuff. I'm talking
I just
about
threw that in there. But the other part I was serious about.
This would
yeah.
be precedent setting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. If there, and the reasoning for it,
mm-hmm.
to me, I mean, it is. That it just
because men, because the men
the
want
bishops there. No, they see that the flock is thin.
So who was it that went? I could have been a fly on the wall when they made that. Well, sir, why don't we start allowing our priests to marry?
or the bishops in the Amazon who look around and say, yeah. Who's going to replace me when I'm gone?
Yeah.
Or when I go home to the Lord, who's going to replace me?
Yeah. No one wants to come and spend a life of celibacy in the jungle somewhere in the Amazons and
They don't even want to do it outside of the jungle, let alone in the jungle, okay?
Well, no, running around.
Very few men want to be
there,
celibate.
They're running around half naked. You're talking about something that God said. I mean, you know, that's kind of tough.
Very few men want to be celibate, okay?
But yeah.
For real. Very few. There's not a whole treasure trove of men saying I want to be. It's just not happening.
You can't get married, and you gonna counsel somebody who is married on their sex life and everything else. Well, how's that happen?
There's a lot of contradictions to in the minds of some people, but some people have been so, you know, and that's such a tradition. It's millennium is long time, and it would be, and so I know if the Pope did say this, he would go down history as the most unusual and decision-making.
That's true.
He would clearly be the most memorable Pope ever if he changed something, made a decision on something. But, I mean, if you look around, you don't have nobody. Then what? So if the United States has no young men who go to the army, then it's all going to be an all-girl army. Is that, I mean.
You could, what was that guy's name who had all
kids,
women?
All kids.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I mean, they're up against the wall on it. If they want to continue the faith, that's up against the wall. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Joe Biden tells the Associated Press that he's confident his long ties in South Carolina will pay dividends in next year's Democratic presidential primary and plans no change in campaign strategy while rivals such as Elizabeth Warren chip away at his advantage in the early voting state. The former vice president says in an AP interview that it doesn't affect my strategy, period. And he cites his enduring relationships with community leaders in South Carolina, home to the South's first primary next year. Recent polling suggests Biden has slipped somewhat in South Carolina since he entered the race, but still maintains a comfortable edge, especially among black voters, who are expected to make up the majority of the Democratic primary electorate. Biden is campaigning in the state all weekend long. I guess he's not coming to Politico.
He's going
to
be all right.
You see some of the other folks that were here?
Like, I did.
Malcolm Nance, mm-hmm. Mr. Know All the Secrets.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Biden's problem is going to be who's going to be his VP.
Well, that's not even a problem because he would have his choice.
Yeah. But look, he's that far left is pretty, between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. They lead the pack. That's going to be tough.
Yeah, it is, but they may not necessarily be who he picks. I mean, it could be.
He might not have a choice, though.
Yeah, well, maybe not. I don't know.
Those are your number two. I mean, they have a lot of followers, a lot of clout.
They're going to put the heat.
They're going to put the heat on them.
Well, I'm going to tell you,
because what he has over the other candidates.
To get a woman.
What he has over the other candidates is he has the support of the black community and the older black community. So he's got that.
Oh, you mean the people like us that vote?
Yes. Once this shakes out, you know, it's still a little sluggish. We love Kamala Harris. We love Cory Booker. But we know that when it comes to certain states and certain areas that people are not going to support their candidacy. So
they're intelligent.
Yeah.
Anyway, because they could end up serving somewhere doing something there.
I believe all of them are good for the cabinet.
Yeah.
They work in the White House, yeah.
Okay, now when we come back from the break, I'm going to check my church announcements and see what I got. And then also, we had some little visitors.
Yes, we did.
Yesterday.
Yes, we did.
We had a little troop of wee visitors that came by. And I'll talk about that and what we did with the wee visitors when I come back. ¶¶
listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. Will you volunteer to help people like Richard, a U.S. Naval veteran who suffered severe PTSD after his service? He was left homeless for a period of time, and his oral and overall health are suffering. Because of congressional limitations, the VA can't provide the dental help he needs. Through our Will You See One Vet program, we focus on helping U.S. military veterans like Richard. Now we are seeking more general dentists and specialists to donate treatment to at least one veteran with special needs. When you volunteer with DLN's program to see one vet, we handle the details so you can focus on the care. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message and help us make a difference in the life of a veteran in need. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
Support for WFSK comes from the Center for Research on Men's Health at Vanderbilt University, now recruiting African American men ages 35 to 54 for a weight loss program called TaylorMade Solutions for Your Health. TaylorMade was designed by, with, and for African American men in Nashville to reach and maintain a healthy weight. Reaching and maintaining a healthy weight is one of the best ways for men to reduce their risk for heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers, and to have more energy to do things they care about. For more information, please email the TaylorMade team at taylormade@vanderbilt.edu or dial #250 and use the keyword TaylorMade.
This is the last weekend of October, and this weekend on Blue Simon the City.
I've been blessed to be able that if I wanted to do R&B, I was able to pull it off.
There's Willie Clayton. He's talking style this weekend. Plus, what do you do about dating a woman that loves her dog? That's the blues email we got this weekend, and we'll talk about it. Join me, Gene Bailey, for Blue Simon the City this weekend right here. Catch Blue Simon the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Support for WFSK comes from Nashville General Hospital at Meharry, reminding you that October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It has been proven that African American and Hispanic women have a higher breast cancer death rate than women of other racial or ethnic populations because they are statistically less likely to participate in mammography screenings and more likely to be diagnosed with late-stage breast cancer. If you are over 40 and haven't had a screening mammogram, call the Breast Health Center at Nashville General Hospital today, 615-341-4543. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance, and being brought to you by Nashville General Hospital at Meharry. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. Now, I check, you know, I meant to tell people when you, and I need to tell you all, when you send your church announcements to us here, to me in particular, send them to me on email, however you send them. Important things need to be in here. The date, the time, and the location.
Now, why do you need all that?
I don't imagine.
What you need the date, and time, and location for?
I'm just, okay, the date, the time, or where it is. I had a couple, I said, they were anxious to tell me what event it is they're having, but I don't have any idea when or where or what time. And believe you me, I don't have time in a day to chase down this for a public service announcement because we get so many. So always include the who, what, when, where, and why, and the time. And if you want to put a contact number on there, that is perfect. That would help me so much. Now, we got a on the campus today, this morning, we have a special Pink Sunday service.
That's right.
At 9 o'clock. And the Reverend Corinthia Glasper Phillips is going to be bringing the breast cancer awareness message this morning. So if you want to come and be at the chapel here on the campus to hear her, Reverend Corinthia Glasper Phillips, she is alumnus class of 1983, author, professor, and founder of Beyond Boundary Consulting. And she is the Pink Sunday speaker, because today is Pink Sunday, for breast cancer awareness. It starts at 9 o'clock, and the dean of the Fisk Chapel is Dr. Jason Curry. And all are welcome at the historic Fisk University Chapel. Now, if you have a public service or a church announcement, please do not hesitate to send it on in to WFSKPSA@fisk.edu. Now, speaking of, yesterday, I don't normally do this. I'm not advocating that everybody in town call me.
Disclaimer,
okay?
Disclaimer.
I'm not advocating. I'm telling you now. But I got an email from organization that I was familiar with because my sister and brother-in-law used to be in the Jack and Jill's, and I was familiar with what they do, and they were persistent, and I appreciate them. They wanted their children's group to come and tour the station on Saturday, and I love them. And after some deep deliberation in my head, Lord, like that was my only day off. The sacrifice was made, and the babies came up yesterday. And X, I cannot tell you how relieved I was when you asked me, did I want you to come? Because I didn't want to worry you, you know, because you got to have time with your family. Mm-hmm. But I was glad when they said unto me, please. I was like, yes, Lord, yes.
Yeah.
Because it was like about, what, 15 or so kids, 16?
Yeah, about 15.
And it was going to be a lot for the energy level with them. And and you know, they get hype and all that. And I didn't, you know, I don't know when you give this today's children a tour, they want whiz bang. This is a lot of machines and microphones, like boring. It's probably boring to them. And but anyway, we had a little fun with them yesterday and their chaperones. So now let us give you an example of what they did yesterday.
Hello, my name is Vivian, and I go to Crockett Elementary School.
Hello, my name is Evan, and I go to Head Mill Magnet Middle School.
Hello, my name is Ella, and I go to Sunset Elementary School.
Hello, my name is Asher, and I go to Meg's Middle School.
Hello, my name is Tyson, and I go to Rock Springs Elementary School.
Hello, my name is Pierce, and I go to Grassland Elementary School.
Hello, my name is Aiden, and I go to Thurman Francis.
Hello, my name is Cole Anderson, and I go to Burris Elementary. My name is Peyton Conley, and I go to Station Camp.
Hello, my name is McKinley Bradshaw, and I attend Harding Academy.
Hello, my name is Braden Conley, and I attend Station Camp Elementary.
Hello, my name is Sean, and I go to Stewart's Creek Elementary School.
Hello, my name is Lillian, and I go to Harpeth Hall.
I'm Kyle, and I go to Mill Creek Elementary.
My name is Kennedy, and I go to Montessori Academy.
That's who we were with yesterday.
Yeah.
For about an hour.
Yeah.
They got to make their debut. And anyway, now let us hear from the lovely parents and chaperones.
Hi, I'm Mom Kalani Goggins with Jack and Jill of America Nashville Chapter.
I'm Mom Camille Stewart with the Nashville Chapter of the Jack and Jill.
I'm Mom Celia Conley with Nashville Chapter of Jack and Jill.
Mom Tanya Anderson of Jack and Jill America.
I'm Mom Courtney Woods with Jack and Jill of America Nashville Chapter. I serve as Protocol Chair.
I'm Dad Juan Floyd Thomas, Nashville Chapter, Jack and Jill.
Mother Elisa Leftridge Jones, Jack and Jill of America Nashville Chapter.
Dad Marcus Bradshaw, Nashville Chapter, Jack and Jill.
Mother Felicia Paul, Nashville Chapter of Jack and Jill, and I am the grade group chair for the 4th to 5th grade.
Now, so don't ever wonder if WFSK is on deck and on duty, okay? Don't ever wonder, and I'm not advocating that all y'all call me about this, because I can't, you know, sometimes it's okay, but they just got me weak one day. And I was like, I got to create something for these kids to do. So, but they, you know, that was the highlight of their day was, you know, but this is the kind of station WFSK is. And that's why you have to continue to support it. That allows us to deal with those type of things. And we're not going to be, I'm not advocating. So don't start. Don't y'all start. So I'm just saying, don't start. But I just wish them the best. And we had a couple of musicians in there, didn't we, Axel?
Mm-hmm. We had a trumpet player, a saxophone player. Yeah. And I forget what the other one was.
And at least one of them liked jazz.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, girl, get in here. Get in here. She said because she went to a family event in Alabama. And they were playing, they had jazz at the event. So when she was in the car with Mama and Daddy, they wanted to play a station, so they played this one. She said, I knew about y'all. So I was like, okay, that's worth me getting up. But to have, you know, I mean, cause you know, we're not hip hop, so they, you know, they wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But actually I was amazed that, you know, that was the case.
This would be a big influence if they took pictures and photos and all
that.
Oh
my God. So, yeah. And I just looked cat raggedy, but it was what it was Saturday morning, y'all. Anyway. Okay. Earlier this month, Tyler Perry hosted a star studded red carpet event to mark the grand opening of his studio located near Atlanta's airport. The A-list events are set to continue with the Democratic presidential candidates debate at Perry Studios next month. Oh, that's going to be exciting. It's been public knowledge for a couple of weeks that the 5th debate will be held on November 20th in Atlanta, and MSNBC announced that the all-female moderator lineup earlier this week, but the exact location had been a question mark. On Friday night, former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams confirmed that the candidates will converge at Perry's sprawling studio, according to AJC.com. In a tweet, Abrams called Perry, quote, a model for Georgia's vibrant film industry, an engaged corporate citizen, and an exceptional location for our hashtag Dem debate, end quote. So just how big is Tyler Perry's studio? It's big, y'all.
Wow.
It's big. It's
and that's
massive.
Awesome. And now there's a place that they can officially hold stuff like that.
Yes.
That's going to be awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The property is 330 acres in total. For comparison, the famous Warner Brothers studios in Burbank, California are 110 acres with an additional 32 acres on a nearby ranch. Perry, whose long resume includes his widely popular Madea movies, bought the land in 2015 for $30 million. And the studio, which is probably worth 10 times that now,
mm-hmm.
the studio which is the only major film studio in the country owned by an African American. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. I'm having a church moment. It sits on what was formerly the site of Fort McPherson Army Base. It includes 40 buildings that are on the National Register of Historic Places, 200 acres of green space, and 12 sound stages, according to the studio. Gone, son. The sound stages, which are named for notable black actors and actresses, range in size from 10,000 to 38,500 square feet. Additionally, the property already has a bit of presidential feel. The grounds house a replica of the wow. White House, which is about 80% to scale, for Perry's show, The Oval, which I will be watching. In addition to the White House, there are also permanent sets on 50,000 square feet of the property, which include a luxury hotel lobby, a trailer park set, and an authentic 1950s diner, which Perry had relocated to the property, according to reporting by the film IndieWire. So Tyler Perry took them church plays that you know you used to go to, y'all. Know you used to go to down in Municipal Auditorium and all auditoriums all over the country. Took them things and did a mighty work to represent the Father. Because this ain't number Jesus' work right here.
Yeah.
330 acres.
An old army base that was just sitting there.
Glory.
Mm.
And the only man, the first and only black man on it.
Yeah.
You know somebody shouting right now. Yeah, if y'all not, something wrong with you. Because that is very, very awesome and incredible. And I know that's going to be packed up in there.
Yeah.
You know.
And there's plenty of space and rooms. You could, he could build it. He could turn, that's virtually his own city.
Oh, yeah.
He could put hotels and that right there in his studio.
He probably will. Yeah. Amusement park and
people, the money is coming. The hiring, can you imagine what oh, my gosh, the economic impact that's about to get started.
And you know, people used to talk about him. Yeah. Remember that? They used to talk about him like a dog and how you like him now.
Yeah. This is going to be significant in terms of economic empowerment to black people because he's getting ready to open the door for a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Anyway, all right, now here's somebody else that got a blessing. A Michigan man who has 7 children and 21 grandchildren won a life-changing $80 million Powerball jackpot.
Mm.
Oh, he said glory to ya.
He got. I wonder.
He said glory to
ya. I wonder where related.
Oh, yeah, right.
Maybe a distant cousin.
Yeah. I'm cut and removed, right? 54-year-old Philip Chippewa and his entire family claimed the multi-million dollar prize this week. With 7 children and 21 grandchildren, he says he's always thought he might not have the most money, but I am rich with family. Now I have all the money I will ever need and can help my family for generations. That means everything to me. That's beautiful. Chippewa said he almost walked out of the Barrel and Barrels party store in Sutton's Bay without buying any lottery tickets, but he changed his mind at the last minute. To his surprise, he matched all 5 white numbers and the Powerball, 1, 9, 22, 36, 38, and 22, for the drawing held on September 21st. And he's going to share it and bless his family. Now, that's a good man.
Yes, it is.
That really is, because so many people will be acting like, I don't know you. I do not know you. Chippewa chose to receive his $80 million jackpot and one lump sum.
I would, too.
That will pay $55.3 million annually. Yeah. After tax withholdings, he will receive about $42 million. And if that family can't live happily ever after...
I know I would. I know I would.
Something
especially when your kids are grown.
Wrong with y'all.
Yes.
So that's congratulations on that one. It's ended up with some good, interesting news today. Anyway, we have coming up the top of the hour, the fresh book, the opening the red door. So we're going to take this time out and come right back with the next hour's guest.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.